If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Old-fashioned eye formation for the time being. They shift now to a shotgun. Sidecar position right, Damian Williams. Mahomes scrambling to the right side. Holding it, pump faking, diving for the far front pylon. Does he have it? Touchdown! Kansas City, Mahomes runs it in. Stretching out the football for the right far front pylon. And the Chiefs answer the block punt for a touchdown with a long drive touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, I think every single game is important. I mean, you're playing in the AFC Championship. I mean, that's the motivation that you need, that you want to go out there and get your goal. So for me, I focus on what's ahead. Every single game is important. This is a huge game, especially for this fan base and this community. And so I'm excited. I get to have the opportunity to play against a great team and a great atmosphere.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's say hello to Matt Derrick, who I was bothering while he was trying to do work. And then I told Matt Derrick that I was going to steal an apple from the press area. Not steal. I'm remember.
Yeah,
the
no, you, you
remember.
You just took it.
I said I'm taking the apple.
It's not stealing.
Back over to the Chiefs.
They're provided
practice facility,
for you.
And I enjoyed an apple for lunch before the Clark Hunt interview. So I just always feel like it goes back to my youth. I feel like I'm, you know, I should probably stop talking. Matt Derrick, hello. Matt Derrick, are you there? We have a piper down. I repeat, a piper is down.
I don't know what you said to offend him, but...
A lot. Know. Well, he talked to Jake first, so you guess.
He's there for me.
Matt Derrick, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
I still don't hear him. I'm playing. I hear you.
We got technical problems, man. What's up with that?
I got a little more problems than technical. Matt Derrick, we are just a couple of days away from you covering the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. Were you aware of that?
I wasn't entirely sure about it until just now, but you've confirmed it for me, so I believe it's true.
That's, you know what? I'm here to help you. Okay, so let's. There have been too many emotions. There have been people crying in this studio. Tim Grunhard threatened three different people today on the show, and so that was a little bit unnerving. But for you, let's get into the X's and O's and what you think is going to happen in the game. Let's start there. The players that have returned from injury that were full participants in practice, you tell me what you expect from them on Sunday as far as playing time and then performance. Let's go first with Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it seems as though they are trying to ramp him up to start. You know, and it's notable, even though he's been a full participant, that Andrew Wiley is on injury report, too, with a bicep injury. Doesn't appear serious or anything significant, but... that could play a factor into whether or not Leary comes back this week. But, you know, being a full participant again means he's mixing in with the first team. That seems like it's a likelihood that they're trying to gear him up to start this week.
What about Spencer Ware?
Spencer Ware being a full participant is a pretty big deal, too. I don't think he's going to displace Damian Williams as the starter. They seem too happy with what he's doing. He's earned that, and Ware has really thrived, I thought, this year in a part-time role and with what he can do. So it seems like a perfect compliment that if Ware can come back and be in that number two spot, pick up the slack, that makes that backfield all the more powerful.
What about a gentleman by the name of Eric Berry?
Eric Berry, I think we'll find out today. I can't imagine if he's a full participant today that he doesn't play Sunday. This is the most we've seen in practice from Barry since, well, almost a year and a half. Well, almost a year and a half, really. The few times he's practiced this year, he's been limited. If he's a full participant all week, I expect that he's going to start. I think the real question is just how much stamina he's got and how they're going to use him. They've been very reluctant to spell him. They've liked the idea of him just being out there and not pulling him from the lineup in the cold, and having to, you know, cool down and then warm back up again. So it's very curious to me how they might end up using him if he doesn't have the stamina to play maybe 70 plays. Because they just, like I said, they haven't had the willingness to pull him from the lineup for, you know, for a series or two and give him a breather. But it's also hard to believe that he can go out there and play a full game at this point.
What about me? I twisted my ankle celebrating the win over the Colts, and yesterday I had an MRI on a possible torn rotator cuff. Do you think I will be a full participant in this game on Sunday, or do you think there's a chance I won't make it through unscathed?
After seeing you yesterday and how, you know, how clean and fresh you look right now, and the way that you were able to put away that apple, I think you're going to be okay, man.
Thank you. That's all I needed to know. Thank you, Matt Derrick.
How exactly did you put that apple away?
I was hungry. Hey, it's all I had.
Okay.
I'll show you later. Your witness, Nate Bucati.
All right, Matt, let's talk a little X's and O's in terms of how we think this game will be different from the time that the Chiefs played the Patriots way back in October when you and I were feasting on clam chowder in the Foxborough press box.
Wow.
Yes, we were. That was pretty good clam chowder.
Really good.
Looking back at that game, 43-40. So you know that both teams are going to try and figure out how to slow down the other offense. And, you know, I think the Chiefs have an advantage there in the sense that they didn't have Justin Houston in that game. They had some other, injury issues. We saw a lot of Breland Speaks and Tano Passanio in the pass rush in that game. That's going to be a different look this time. It was also just as Chris Jones was kind of just ramping up, his production. He had a sack in that. But I think that the pass rush is going to be a lot different this time than what the Patriots saw in Week 6. And that should be a pretty significant factor. I also think Chiefs secondary is better at this point than it was in Week 6. They remember they had a lot of issues, key part of the game, and you had Josh Shaw out there.
What?
And coverage. You're not going to have that this time around. I mean, the Chiefs feel much better about their secondary. So, how they go about it, both teams have deployed different looks against the other over the last couple of seasons. We saw, for instance, last year in that season opener when the Chiefs used a lot of seven defensive backs and dropping guys in coverage. That worked extremely effective. The thing is that with both these coaches, they don't like to do the same things over and over again, and they like to try and surprise the other with what they do. And you look at what the Patriots did against the Chiefs in Week 6. You look at what they did against the Chargers last week, and I don't think they're going to do either thing. I think they're going to try and do something entirely different. But it's going to be a surprise. I mean, that Bill Belichick decides to focus on and try and take out of that Chiefs offense, I think it's going to be a mystery. I think it's going to be probably Travis Kelce they try and shut down. But that's just a pure guess. I mean, we're not going to know, I don't think, until really the game starts and we see how the flow comes out.
Will there be Josh Shaw's picture at the player's entrance with the message to security not to let him enter Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday, do you think?
It's probably for the best, mm-hmm. Yes. If there were such a system, that would probably make sense.
Right. So let's talk about this Chiefs offense and the Patriots defense because, look, you're at heart, you're like most of us, just a football geek. We love football. We love all the X's and O's and the matchups and the game planning and everything else. And so even if you don't like the Chiefs or the Patriots, you got to geek out over this coaching matchup because Andy Reid has been so good, especially what they did against the Colts, when he scripts plays, when he has time to prepare, and you saw what the Chiefs did to the Colts. They've been better than anyone else with their first two drives of the game in putting the ball in the end zone. We've had everyone telling us from Steve Tasker to Michael Lombardi, well, Bill Belichick's going to have some looks. He's going to have something with that defense that Patrick Mahomes hasn't seen, that maybe Andy Reid hasn't seen. He'll have to adjust to it. So what do you expect when those two units are out there, when you have the Chiefs offense and the Patriots defense to start things out? It's going to be a chess match at the highest level. It's going to be fascinating to watch. What do you think the Chiefs are going to try to do? What do you think the Patriots are going to try to do?
Well, I think the Chiefs are going to try and do what they do in those first 15 or 20 plays that Andy Reid loves to do, which is a lot of misdirection. It's It's spreading the ball around. It's doing different things. It's stretching the field vertically and horizontally. And I mean, the thing is that we really haven't seen a team figure out how to counter the Chiefs script yet at the beginning of a game. You know, we've seen some teams kind of figure out how to, you know, get into the flow later, and maybe there have been some problems with the Chiefs as far as, you know, maintaining that momentum that they have early on when they do have the script going. Even the problems that the Chiefs had, like, let's even if we go back to week six and we look at the early struggles the Chiefs have in that game, I think I put that more on just Patrick Mahomes being a young quarterback and getting into the flow and being able to execute early in games, because he's had that on occasion, especially on the road in big games. He didn't have that problem Saturday against the Colts. That was a big game at home. So if he comes out sharp, you know, that's one thing that the Chiefs absolutely need, is Mahomes to be on target from the very beginning. Now, how do the Patriots counter that? I'm at a mystery. I mean, like I said, I don't expect them to come out and do some of the same things that they did against the Chargers. Of course, I think also the Chiefs are going to have a better game plan than the Chargers had early on. But how the Patriots try and counter the ability to spread the field around that the Chiefs have, I'm not sure anybody's figured that out quite yet, because the Chiefs' script early on has been so on point this season that they've absolutely dominated teams most of the time.
All right, so one of the things that, you know, I know people don't actually think that the Patriots suck, as Tom Brady said, but people do think that Tom Brady has not been as good this year as he's been the past few years. Like, his statistics say that maybe the decline has finally started on Tom Brady. He still had a really good year, but 29 touchdowns, 11 interceptions is not what he's been putting up. But then when the playoffs came around, he put up big numbers against the Chargers, 343 yards passing in week one of the playoffs. Is Tom Brady, now that he's in the playoffs, the same Tom Brady that has always been there, or do you believe he is a little bit less than what he has been?
Physically, I don't think there's any doubt that he is less than he used to be. I mean, you can see it with the arm strength. He doesn't quite have, you know, as much velocity on the ball as he used to, and maybe he still can throw a great deep ball because he's got great touch. But just being able to go out there and rear back the ball 60 yards repeatedly, that's not what his game is anymore. I have an analyst that works on ChiefsDigest.com, Reagan Creswell, who's noticed that, you know, even, you know, Brady even has to cheat a little bit with his footwork and everything to kind of favor himself as he either goes to his right or left post-snap, because he's just not quite as fast and doesn't have the footwork and sharpness that he used to. So there's a lot of it that's just not there anymore, but he's got the knowledge, he's got the experience in the system, he's got all that going for him that makes it easy for him to compensate for a lot of that. He's not the same physically, but mentally, he and his experience in these situations, I think, is absolutely invaluable for a game like this.
Have you sat back and thought about what Arrowhead is going to be like on Sunday? Because we talk about home field advantage, Mahomes field advantage. We talk about the loud crowd, the atmosphere. But even those of us who have gone to, hell, 100 Chiefs games, whatever, all the way back to the 80s, I don't think any of us have any idea of what it's going to be like on Sunday. We don't know, because it's never been this big and this important at Arrowhead Stadium. And so when we talk about what kind of factor the crowd's going to be, I think it's going to be bigger than we even realize, because we haven't seen anything like it, Matt.
Yeah, I thought of exactly that question, and I'm almost surprised that, you know, somebody hasn't done this, especially the Chiefs, you know, gone through and pulled some of the clips from Arrowhead when that crowd was rocking in the 90s. The day that John Elway was complaining to the officials and tried to get them to call a flag on the crowd for being too loud. I think about things like that, and, you know, and whether this can match it. I mean, I don't think it can, because I think the consensus is that after the renovation to the stadium, it's not quite as loud as it used to be. It's still loud. I mean, obviously, they set the world record since then. You're right. It's going to be a whole new level. This crowd's going to be fired up. I think the timing works perfectly. This should be a crowd that's into it since they've had all day to party and get ready for this. I'm expecting it to be ridiculous come 5:40 Sunday night.
And there's a super blood wolf moon that's going to be out as well.
Yeah, you know, coming here about around midnight or so. I'm expecting I'll probably be out there in the parking lot with everybody taking pictures of it. Maybe we can get down the field and check out the wolf, super blood wolf moon, whatever it is.
Yeah, super blood wolf moon, I think is what it's called. I mean, what an omen that is. Bright red moon on the day the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl.
Seems like a perfect match.
Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com is our guest. All right, Matt. One more prediction I need from you. Well, there might be another one in a couple of weeks, I think. But official prediction right now, what will the score be on Sunday, please?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to file my official prediction for Chiefs Digest after I get off the phone.
File it right here.
So this is the preview. Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to get it done, and I don't think it's going to be terribly close. I think this is the team that's primed for the moment. They're playing so well on both sides of the football right now. If they don't make mistakes, they don't commit penalties on defense, they can get some pressure on Brady, they jump off to a hot start, I think they're going to be able to put it away, and that crowd's going to take over, and they're just going to roll. I mean, I could see it playing out a lot like the last time the Chiefs played an AFC Championship game, except it's the other way around. It's going to be Joe Montana struggling in Buffalo, except this time it's going to be Tom Brady struggling in Kansas City. I've got the Chiefs 31-17.
Oh! Sorry. I apologize. Matt Derrick, ChiefsDigest.com. I hope I see you with a big smile on your face after the game on Sunday.
I think you'll see me with a big smile on my face all day long. Wow. Covering that game.
I might see you with a big smile on my face in a dream.
Ooh.
You never know. It's happened before.
So. That's so weird.
It's time for this segment to end now. Thank you, Matt Derrick. Get out of here, please.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com. What are you doing in there? I haven't had a chance to talk to you for a little bit. You've been busy.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good.
How goes it?
Good.
Day, huh?
Yeah, just I was doing a little work that you wanted me to do, and then cutting up a little Derrick Nnadi sound from the locker room.
Oh,
I got
you were
yesterday.
In the locker room with Derrick Nnadi.
I was.
You're like, oh, you're Nnadi. Hey,
I was not, but...
You should have. I want to remind you that... The AFC and NFC championship games can be heard right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Hear the what?
Broadcast crews.
The what?
AFC and NFC championship games.
Oh, yeah, because we're the home of the NFL. That would make sense.
On WHB. Oh. 2 o'clock Sunday, Rams Saints broadcast team, Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and Ed Werder. Sunday at 5:40, AFC championship game, Patriots at Chiefs broadcast team of Kevin Kugler, Tony Baselli, and Ross Mother Tucker. All that right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.